lights out, we're underway. Smokesport Republic, a podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a highly anticipated episode today. We have our 2025 MotoGP predictions. Big news it was last year.
Yep.
It actually made the front page of the Sun, so it is a big episode. We're also going to run through testing at Sepang, which I'm super excited about. Lots to talk about.
Yep.
Jimmy and Tom here on today's ep. So, Jimmy, tell us, how excited are you for this season?
This is, I think, my favorite episode that we do. This and the Christmas special, but the predictions is just something about not knowing the year ahead, and I'm so excited. And we're going to be at round one.
I know. We are going to be at round one for MotoGP. Oh,
so excited for everything to come in round one.
Yes, it's going to be 18 or 19 days away. We are going to be round one, practice one. Buriram, Thai Grand Prix, who would have thought?
And there's going to be little sleep to no sleep when we get to round one, because we land at Bangkok at like 7:30, dump our luggage, go straight to get a feed, then going to control everyone to not get too destroyed on the first night. And the classic like boys trip, it's always the first night to ride off, so I don't think we're going to be sleeping, and then so we might be zombies for the first Friday practice. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
You're too excited anyway.
Oh, you're so excited. I mean, it's our first overseas Grand Prix, and to go to a MotoGP race other than Phillip Island is going to be pretty hectic.
And a hot MotoGP race. I'm not really used to that.
Well, just to give the listeners a visual, it's about 27 today here in Melbourne. It's still hot. I got sweaty palms.
It's steaming, so do I.
It's going to be 90% humidity, 37 degree heat, and... yeah, Thai baking sun for us for 3 days.
We might need like a Tom tracker on the heat. On how you go on the heat.
Well, you know what? We're so excited. We're going to be vlogging all 3 days.
We're going to be vlogging.
And so you guys will get to see everything. You'll get to see what we've got up to. We're super excited about that. We haven't decided exactly what we're going to do yet. We're going to release it in one big video or a couple of videos, but stay tuned for that.
This is going to be our first vlog, and hopefully we're going to go to a whole heap of other MotoGP and motorsport races. But if you guys have anything that you want us to cover or comment on, to chuck it in our comments on either like our Spotify or YouTube or our Instagram reels, whatever it is, of what you guys would like to see us doing, or you know.
Well, I haven't told you about this yet, but I've already told the loyal followers on Patreon that we're going to have an uncut version.
Oh my god!
So we have to do that.
Oh, hang on. What's the uncut version going to be for you?
We'll wait and see. So.
I could do whatever I want.
Yeah, that's true. Well, James' uncut version, I should say.
It'll be a lot more subdued than you.
Well, everyone knew how pretty wild Phillip Island, our street talk got, so...
Imagine that with like Thai people though.
Yeah, I know.
It can go either way with the Thai.
And even more obnoxious I am. So yeah, we're waiting to see for that, guys. We've got a huge couple of months coming up. We land back in Melbourne on the Wednesday and then straight to Formula One on the Thursday as well. So it's gonna be awesome. And
Superbikes before that.
And Superbikes in a couple of weeks as well. So we'll be covering that. We've got a couple of special guests coming and coming on. So as always, James, Moto Heaven.
Yeah, head over to motoheaven.com.au and get onto that website. Everything that you need is on there for your motorcycle, whether it's, you know, parts or accessories, showy helmets, AGVs, Dainese, Alpine Stars. They've got everything. So head over to motoheaven.com.au.
Yes, of course. And YouTube, Spotify. On YouTube, guys, if you can subscribe. We're so close to 1,000 subs as well. It means a lot to us. So keep up the support. And our loyal Patreon listeners will have some more stuff coming to you soon. So yeah, super excited about that.
Yeah, and then just keep an eye out after Thai GP for our vlog. So that's hopefully something we're going to keep doing. And if it booms, that's what we going to keep doing. That'll be a lot of fun.
Well, let's get started with testing, James. Lots of talking points. I mean, it was it's like a Royal Rumble out there. It was
a war of attrition.
War of attrition, and I think that's going to be a big thing this year. Is going to be incidents and crashes, and you know, championship contenders going to be out for weeks and weeks and weeks, because you got to remember these guys are fighting for these positions. It's as close as it ever has been, and it's just wild out there. So I think this is going to be what's to come this year.
Well, like the Jorge Martins crash is just insane, and by the time this comes out, the Mark Van Denneman Danby's interview will be out, and he talks to Mr. Peter Baum off the Oxley Baum podcast for us.
Yep,
and he talks briefly about Jorge Martins crash and how dumb it was. that he didn't have to push. He's just crashed. I think he was on either, I've only watched a snippet of it. He said it was either old tires or new tires.
It was only his 14th lap on the bike.
Yeah.
14th lap, he's done.
And he just launched himself to the moon.
He's already been confirmed out of the Buriram test, so he's going to be hopefully back for
he's got to be there for round one.
Well, Danby has a prediction that he's not going to be, but I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. As you said, they got Lorenzo back after 24 hours from a broken collarbone. They'll have that guy on the grid. Yeah. They have to have him on the grid. So,
but the development of Aprilia is just gone because the only person on that Aprilia that knows the bike, and they got to choose an engine, is Rael Fernandez.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not the best person to judge.
Well, they think he's a superstar somehow.
I don't understand that. So, you know, you've got Martin out, who's a reigning world champion. You've got Bezecchi, who's doing actually really well. And then you've got Aigura, a rookie. And then they need to help develop this bike and then choose an engine.
Mm.
It's a really bad
What do you mean
start.
By choosing an engine?
Well, they've got a couple of engine packages they can use.
Gotcha. Okay.
But you got to stick to that one.
Yes. Well, I've heard this year we're going to an engine freeze era for the next 2 years. So it's only Yamaha and Honda are the manufacturers can change things to their engine. Until 2027, because obviously they're the new rules that have come about. So that's going to be interesting going forward. Yamaha has taken a big leap forward.
Yeah.
Big leap forward.
That's huge.
And
so happy to see that.
So happy to see that. 0.8 seconds faster from the previous year.
And Rins was up 0.5 seconds.
It's really exciting for them. And look, and I know there's so much news about this V4 coming out, but they might not even have to, if the bike's performing.
Well, that's it. And Yamaha's thing has always been, they've been terrible, Quartararo especially, terrible in one lap pace.
Yep.
They can't get those super soft Michelins to work. And then Quartararo's got race pace. He's always up there for race pace, but he's just starting back down in 12th, 13th, 14th position. So now that hopefully they've also got qualifying pace, which will then obviously translate for Fabio as race pace, he could be up there. Like, it's always so hard to tell. Like, it could be doing in the ultimate Maverick Vinales on us, you know, which he did famously do on a Yamaha. But realistically, it's so exciting. No one saw this coming, and the leap that they've taken, you don't really see that in modern MotoGP. If they've really turned it around, and I thought, you know, they were going to be better, but they've added two a Prima Primark now, so they've got the satellite bikes, which are probably just factory bikes realistically, and they've got Quartararo, who's the best rider, one of the best riders on the grid, and they've turned this bike around so quickly. They're in an amazing position, and they've got a massive bank account to do it on.
Bank account, followership, big fan base, and it's so exciting. And the other thing is, you're right. It's it adds another dynamic this year because KTM look like the team that is going to be falling back, and there needs to be some excitement in there. And I think this is going to provide us with that. One of my questions, I'm going to jump into it straight now for you, James. Is this real? Yamaha, is this real? Are they top five pace? Is it podium pace? I'm so excited to listen to your 1-22 prediction coming up later in the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, don't miss that.
So please stay tuned for that. But is it real? Like, can we do it? Is it Vinales fraud spec? But I don't know. Like, and watching interviews, looking at data, watching podcasts of the last week, everyone thinks it's real.
I know, everyone's saying, and even Ducati, I think Tardozzi came out and said, like, I can't believe how Yamaha's turned it around. And this is awesome for what concessions can do.
Yeah.
Like, they only can do this because of the concessions packages they had. Try and say that three times in a row. But it's just, it's so good to see. I don't know if it's real. I really don't.
And we hope. I think that's the thing.
From what everyone's saying, it is. I'm always going to be skeptical about it, but they look fast. I think Fabio's race pace has always been there. It's just that one lap pace. So it looks pretty good to me.
Do you see him winning a race this year? Fabio, Quartararo.
Yeah.
Main race.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know what's crazy? 2-3 weeks ago, Ducati Cup. It was always a Ducati Cup. And
we got people saying they're going to win the championship. It's gone crazy.
But, guys, you got to look what's different in 2025 coming up as well. And this is the thing. There's going to be two less Ducatis. There's going to be only three of the factory spec bike on the grid. We all know that 2024 bike is unreal. We all know this. And we all know that The 25 spec buy bike difference to the 24 spec probably hasn't been as large as previous years.
Mm.
So that adds another dynamic with Alex Marquez going strong in the test. Digia hopefully coming back from injury. Even Morbidelli. I got some news on Morbidelli coming up later in the show as well. So it's super exciting. And I think it's going to be a battle of the 24/25s at the start of the year with maybe some Yamaha flavor.
Well, the thing with last year is, though, they were actually... there was a leap, but just through the year, that Ducati GP24 just decimated the 23. Mm. And you could see that even with Marquez. Like, he couldn't even keep up.
Mm.
And that's Marc Marquez.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that development goes through the year and if they can, again, create that gap like they did.
Yes. Alex Marquez would look good, didn't he?
Yeah, he's looking quick.
Again, is it real deal? Is it real deal pace? I mean, again, going through the data and everything.
I think last year he was quick in testing as well, but I don't know, man. It's a hard one. It's a real
and
hard
Marquez's
one to tell.
Long runs on those worn tires. That's the from we had our man on the ground, Mark Danny Bambi. We had him in the media center, sent by Motorsport Republic.
We had fans messaging us and saying Bandana Man was there. It was wild.
Thanks to Dorna for those passes as well. But he was saying that was the talk of the town. Marquez on these used tires. This is the big thing going into this year. Is he looks so strong. And
comfortable. Yeah, just straight away on that.
No injuries.
Nah. One of the only people to not have an injury at the moment.
I know. No injuries is going to be a huge thing going in fit.
Yeah.
Now we've got Martin going to be struggling at the start of the season, so we got to look at that. It's really going to be a battle of those two red boys at the front.
I think so. I really think so. Unless someone can shape it up, but I just don't think Aprilia has got it. I think the start of this season.
Mm.
Is going to put them months and months and months behind in progress.
It always seems to happen for them. It gets to that point where it's nearly there and then something big happens.
And so they got the riders for it.
I know. They've spent the money.
Digia crashes. Talk about war of attrition from doing a wheelie. Broke his collarbone. That's how he did it.
I heard. Yes.
Celebrating a fast lap.
Yes.
Spewing.
That's terrible. It really is. And it happened in Malaysia, I think, in a Moto2 celebration after the race last year as well on the back straight. Yeah. So it's an interesting one. How does it happen?
I don't know.
Testing.
I don't think you could even buddy...
Who's he waving at? Mark Danby in the crowd?
Those stands are full.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, they were. Sorry.
The two main stands were full. Yeah.
So it must have been on the back straight. So, well, Mark actually said it was a public event. You could go in there and on the stands and it was free of charge.
Oh, really?
From what he was telling me. So
yeah, but it was heaps of people there. That's for sure. But yeah, I can't. It's just crazy. And like with aero, trying to wheelie those things, apparently it's super hard as it is. So I don't know. I mean, he must have flipped it or done something. I haven't seen any footage.
Yeah, I haven't either. I mean, it's terrible. It really is. And to start the season off like that, and he's got a bloody good chance this year. Being on the 25 bike as well.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he should be right up there this year. No one's really talking about him either. And that's really going to be a slow start to the year. Again, everything's going towards these two guys at the front now. Bagnaia,
really
it's like a dominoes. Yeah. They're all falling apart behind them. So we'll... wait and see.
And they've been so consistent. Like, they've both crashed, but they've just been... Marc Marquez and Pecco Bagnaia being both consistent, so consistent with their riding, their lap times, and then their feedback to Ducati, which is the scariest thing, because then they're all on one wavelength, building to that one goal. Where there's been times where you can go in different directions to suit your riding style, but if they're both on the same point.
Yeah, it's interesting. And also, Marc Marquez, new crew chief this year. He's another
3 in 3 years.
3 in 3 years. So we'll see how that gels, because it's a very important thing in MotoGP, obviously, that, it's really the correlation between the rider and the team is that crew chief.
Yeah.
And we talk about going back in the years, Rossi at Ducati, and everyone trying to, too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
Yeah, yeah. Too many people trying to be his mate. His I remember mate. Brent Stevens was saying
and
that.
You need that correlation between the crew chief to the team to make it work. And it's a very important part of a MotoGP team.
And I reckon Ducati's got that down pat at the moment.
Yes.
I think Honda is bridging the gap.
Honda
after testing.
Honda is.
Yeah, Mir's a second quicker than what he was last year.
Okay.
That's a massive improvement. Zarco's been pretty quick. They're not Yamaha, they're not anything like that, but it seems like they're making some improvements. And they got that funky little new tail thing, no wings on it for the LCR bikes.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It looks big, like it's a big I don't know, it looks solid, I suppose.
Yeah, it
looks
like a big lunchbox.
It does. It's like a little lunchbox in the back. But again, goes back to this notion, and it's who's going to, apart from Chantra, who's finishing last this year? I mean, if Hondas are improving, Yamahas are improving, something's got to give, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's it. I've got my answer.
Well, I've got my answer as well. And we have our fans' answer. So we'll compare them all later in the podcast.
And today, if you're listening or watching, whatever, I am representing Somkiat Chantra of my LCR, vintage LCR Honda T.
Oh, yes. Well, I've gone back in time. Tech 3 KTM, back when Remy Gardner was on that bike.
Yeah. It always reminds me of Miguel Oliveira.
It does, yeah. But it's we're going back to that sort of, not these colours exactly, but we're going back to that this year. So.
Yeah, Red Bull KTM.
Cool sponsors as well.
It is cool sponsors.
But this was a MotoGP filler bond spec. I think I wore this from Wednesday to Sunday
because
it was the only polo that fit. So I wore it the whole time. It would have had spew on it, beer, blood, someone else's spew.
Yeah, you would have slept in
bloody
it.
Bloody pizza probably from Pino's dripping down. But yeah, that's it. You just don't want to see me on a Sunday night. Oh, maybe you do actually want to see me on a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night, you're pretty good. But as everyone heard on the Monday, that was just like a deplorable version of yourself.
I had like King COVID, they called it. The doctor. King COVID. That's what he's never seen it that bad before, the guy said. So.
Guys, just want to say a massive shout out to our amazing sponsor, motoheaven.com.au. Now, Tom, I've actually had the privilege of going down to their store and seeing what they do. And the amount of packages that they send out and the amount of orders they have is they've got a streamlined process. It's awesome. We want to give them a massive shout out because they do same day dispatch or next day dispatch. They do all the biggest brands, Shoei, HJC, Alpine Stars, Dine Easy. They've got an amazing website, amazing parts finder. You can get all the parts for your bike as well. So get down to motoheaven.com.au and you can get all your needs for your motorcycles. And that's for Australia and New Zealand.
I'm paraphrasing you.
Even the bat in China was freaking out about it. Ooh, what have I done?
It wasn't supposed to go this far.
King COVID took you down.
It did.
That's because you were kissing too many people in the nightclub.
I took Curtis down with me as well.
Oh, yeah. And he's probably got a little immune system compared to you. Yeah, at least you're a big diesel engine.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I came good eventually.
A week and a half later, I reckon. That was the most sick I've ever seen you.
Yeah, I took 2 days off sick from work, which is unheard of. If no one knows, I worked at my job for like 12 years and I've taken probably like six sick days. not a manly thing to do, calling sick, is it?
Nah, but you know what? You just have to. You just have to. But in the automotive industry, it's a bit harder.
Well, when you're on commission based, I suppose you got to earn the bread.
All right, first question for you tonight, mate. Yes. Well, of our predictions, I should say, rookie of the year.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well, it really comes down to two, doesn't it? Because you got Aldega and you got Ayagura.
Look, I know I'm representing Somkiat Chantra tonight, but it ain't him. And his testing times are definitely showing that he's slower than everyone else.
I think Aldega is possibly going to be slightly better than what we think. I mean, I think we've been probably. Do you think we've been too harsh on him?
Well, it's just been the unknown. We just don't know.
And I think he's, he just was so inconsistent last year after getting the contract. And I think that's where we really question it. I'll answer that question in a second, James. So what's a pass for Aldega this year? Is it top 10s?
Did I put that exact question in for you? No. A pass for Aldega is a Gresini, Ducati, not factory.
24 spec though. I mean, 24. Things are-
I know, but they always develop harder, the 25. I would say a pass mark is a top 12.
Yeah, right. Okay. So top 50%.
With consistent points. You're going to have to have consistent points.
This is a hard thing because we've got four Yamahas now that are going to be competing.
Yeah.
So my Rookie of the Year will be Iagura, factory Aprilia bike. He's running this year, I think, from all reports. I think they're four factory bikes.
Yeah, they're factory bikes.
So for me, yes, Iagura, he really impressed in the test. He's on a good bike. I mean, let's be honest, the Aprilia is no dog. It's a good handling bike. It's probably a little bit easier to ride than some. Some people say, no, it's not. It's actually spits them off like Martin. But I think Iagura. What do you think, James?
I'm going to go Aldegar.
Wow.
I've changed after...
Mid-pod? You've changed mid-pod, have you?
What do you mean?
Did you have a Iagura and then you've gone further
Aldegar? I had Aldegar written down.
Go on.
I had him written down. And
that's good. At least we have different answers. I like that.
Yeah, well, I was all Iagura, until I saw Furman's times. Everyone's really surprised about Furman and how quick he has been. And I think the Jorge Martin crash, the Rael Fernandez crash, the lack of development now on that bike, he's going to struggle to develop that bike. He's a rookie.
It's a great answer.
And I think Aprilia is just going to go backwards because of it. And I think Furman Aldegar is going to be quick. I do think he's going to be quick. Pass marks still for him to top 12. He could do even better. Do I see him really podiuming or anything like that? Not yet. Who knows, man? He's so up in the air still. But his testing times are being good for a rookie.
He was. Yeah, he impressed more than what we thought. And
well, we never knew. We don't know with him.
No.
Do we?
We don't know. He's the biggest unknown. He could jump on that bigger bike, that leader bike, and just absolutely gun it, or he could flop. Mm. And we'll get onto our flop later. But
what's a pass mark for Iagura?
I think, bro, 12th is the mark, isn't it? I mean, top 15, if he finishes 14th, 15th, yeah, he gets in the points. But, like, he hasn't really had a good race. I mean, you're going to say probably five of them are going to crash in a race. So you're going to finish 17th in some rounds anyway. So I think it's 12th or 13th is a pass mark for the championship. If he gets in the top 10 for the championship, that's an unbelievable effort.
Yeah, especially for a trackhouse bike.
But again, man, like, it's just, we didn't know this. If we were doing this before testing, you'd have the four Hondas and the four Yamahas bottom eight.
Mm.
Okay, that's what you'd have.
And it wouldn't be far. So Quartararo is an exception. He's still top 10.
Yeah, Quartararo is the only exception. So call it bottom seven. So then you've got 15 riders to choose from. Now, with these four Yamahas, well, arguably Quartararo was the only one who performed outstandingly. It looks like they're faster. That just throws a whole nother dynamic for this year's race.
Yeah.
Or this year's championship, I should say.
Faster. And then KTM have gone backwards.
Yeah.
They've gone backwards in just about everything. They had a freeze on development for a couple of weeks when everything went down. They said they were still open, but they weren't. There was a freeze, and Peter Baum talks about that. So
it's got to have an ongoing effect.
They're not quick. Yeah. No one's quick. I think Acosta's doing pretty good. He's up from his times from last year, which he should be. But like everyone knows, they've been disappointing and they just haven't had. And of course, this is going to happen. The situation they're in is diabolical.
Diabolical. There's some big reports about Acosta going to VR46.
I know. It keeps swirling around.
Yeah, massive reports. And I think it's Rossi can see talent. Obviously, the guy's a jet for how many years in the paddock. He knows talent when he can see it. And obviously, the guy is unbelievable. So, very interesting. Very interesting.
Marco Bezzecchi, is he going to return to form this year?
Bez on the Aprilia. I think he's going to improve. I mean, it's an interesting one because... I nearly put him as a flop contender, but the thing is, he couldn't have gone much worse last year on that bike. He really didn't perform when he had the bike under him.
Well, he can still flop if he's on a factory Aprilia.
Of course.
But now he's going to have to carry Aprilia for the first few rounds.
Oh, 100%. And I think Martin pushing him, we got to look at the whole year as a whole. We can't look at the first three rounds. We obviously know Digia and Martin aren't going to be performing for the first couple of rounds because they're going to be injured. So you got to take that into account. But... yeah, I think for pass for him, again, it's probably going to be a top eight, but you got six Ducatis, you got Martin in there, you got Acosta in there. It's going to be hard to do it.
I've got him to do well. I think he's going to bounce back really well. And I think he's pretty quick on Aprilia, and I think he's getting used to life there, and I think he's going to be returned to form.
Awesome to hear. Love that. And look, if he does, it's a good thing. I mean, he made that wrong decision last year on that bike. He's definitely got talent. We forget that. 20, 22 and 23, had some great years. So I'm excited for it. It's another one to look at. But if he just trundles around in 14th place all year,
then you're gone.
You're gone. Yeah. Like, you can't do that.
Not on a factory.
You got to show glimpses of.
Unless you're Rael Fernandez, you can do that.
Oh, bro, he's got nude photos of bloody
Camilo Espeleta.
Espeleta. So he, I don't know what he's. And they kept him. Like, they could have chosen so many other
there
riders.
There were so many good riders to choose from.
Like, it's incredible. So. Yes, so I think he's a big unknown for me, man. Like, I really can't say what he's going to do. And look, there's so many through the list of riders this year that's just such an unknown. I mean,
yeah, and that leads me to my next question. Franco Morbidelli, what's a pass mark for him?
Franco Morbidelli, I will refrain from fully answering that because I've got a bit of a piece on him later.
Okay.
I think he is going to have a very good year.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've got him quite high this year.
Interesting.
Performed well in the test, top fives, top fours each day, I believe, from memory.
Would be a very Franco Morbidelli thing to do, to do well on the test and then do a sweet F all.
100%. He showed glimpses last year.
Well, he had his broken leg as well.
100%. The guy's definitely got talent. And yeah. I think he'll surprise us this year. What do you think?
I don't know, man. I really don't know because, yeah, he's actually a bit fraud-like behavior, and this is like now or never. But the thing is, he's quick at these tests because he's just riding the same bike he's ridden for the past 2 years, past year. So he's just trying new things on that bike. He's not jumping to a new manufacturer. He's not testing a GP25. He's on the exact same motorcycle. So he's going to be quick.
Yeah, because in 23, he had an injury.
His injury 23, 24.
Well, yeah. And then 24, he had a bit of a cleaner start to the year and then got injured again. This year coming through, it's really, for me, Bez versus Morbidelli is a big head-to-head. Mm. Who's going to finish higher in those two? Because that's going to be the pass mark for either of those guys, I think. Those two Italians are going against each other. For that, probably, I'm saying 5th to 10th place.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
And I think
5th to 10th. Yeah.
And I think Morbidelli will beat Bez by the end of the year.
Bez needs to be top five. I think
Bez is not going to be top five. There's no way.
That's where he needs to be.
Yeah. I get it where he needs to be, but he ain't going to be top five. And I'll say that on record. He will not be top five. No way. He's going to be top five. Unless I put him in my top five, I'm gonna check. No, I definitely didn't.
Flop of the year. Who's flopping?
Okay, I've got quite a long-winded piece on this.
Go on.
Flop of the year for me is gonna be Andrea Bastianini. We'll finish outside the top 10. Everyone goes on, he's so good, this and that. Yes, he can't start. Then he's very good on the tires, but he's got to have that absolute jet of a bike underneath him to do anything. And for me, he's not going to have that this year. He didn't show much in testing. Yes, he's got talent, but he needs a fast bike to wring everything out of it. So I don't think he'll adjust well. He still might have some top fives, but he will flop.
Yeah, okay. I like that answer.
And to be honest with you, I backspaced about 5 different riders.
Yeah, it's a hard one
because I'll let you answer yours first because I had some honorable mentions. What do you think, flop of the year, James
Shaw? Oh, I actually chose Tech 3 KDM.
Oh, there you go.
I chose Tech 3 KDM. And for the exact same reason, there's no development in the KDM. The Red Bull factory boys are struggling.
Mm.
They're going onto a brand new bike. Bastianini binned it in the Catalunya test and then could hardly test any parts. Developments it seems to be unheard of.
Yeah.
And they're just going to struggle. And the annoying thing of Bastianini is he could have got the Aprilia right.
I know. Time will tell. I mean, it just doesn't seem like a good fit.
I don't know.
Look good in that colours either.
I'll say this. That's autism. I'll say this right now. I don't have either of them in my top 10.
Interesting. And I'm the same. And it's interesting we're on the same wavelength with that because I don't think enough people are talking about that either.
I'm not hearing much about that at all. Or KDM. It's all been Yamaha, Ducati.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And I think they're gone under the radar massively. I think Vinales probably would have been the obvious choice for me.
Yeah, yeah. But that's just kicking a horse when it's down, bro. Yeah. Like, how many times can we do it?
Well, you need to get the shotgun bloody blast its head off after the end of this year. But
please
yeah.
follow us back, though. unblock us.
I'll give you some insight for that as well.
Go on.
So, OzGP, I think, are blocked as well by Vinales. So,
what?
They put up a post the other day with Vinales. Didn't tag him. Tagged a fan page of his. Someone sent that into us and said,
"Oh, really?
I think they've got them blocked as well."
He got a warpath. That doesn't make any sense. What has OzGP
allegedly,
done?
Allegedly.
Well, if they can't find his page though, bro, when we were blocked, I was wrapping my head like, why can't I find Maverick Vinales? I was trying to take his content for our reels.
Some honourable mentions, of course. Chandra was the obvious choice. It's going to be the flop. It's too obvious. Honda as a company.
and as a society.
Alex Rins is going to be in the firing line because if that bike is good and he just gets injured after injured, he's out. Definitely, he's out at the end of the year. Because if that bike's showing something, and Oliveira, for instance... has a good year.
Don't do
that. And that leads me into my most improved. I think if there's going to be too many riders who want to go onto that bike. I mean, you got Moto2 talent coming through. You're going to have, you know, Sergio Garcia. You're going to have Alonso Lopez. You're going to have Aaron Cadet maybe going to be winning a world championship. He would fit really well on that Yamaha. So there's going to be that talent coming through as well.
I know. And I don't want to say, I don't even like talking ill of Alex Rins.
You got to tell the truth.
I know, I'm with you. Yeah, he's got his cooked leg.
Oh, yeah, he's never going to walk straight again. And he's going to be the new Johnny Hopkins walking through that paddock. I've said that joke about 15 times.
I smoke pot with Johnny Hopkins.
Johnny Hopkins.
I know, it's an issue. But he's half a second up. He's been pretty quick. And on his day, Alex Rins is amazing, but I think maybe he's just passed. Like, he's been in the field for a long time now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, and obviously his Suzuki days. I mean, that was his chance that year with Mir winning the championship. I mean,
But remember how many times he crashed.
Yeah.
If he didn't crash, he was almost going to win that title.
Alex Bins, they called him.
Far out.
I know. He's, again, it's just, it's going to go down in history as another wasted talent, I think. Yeah. I mean, I know he's had a...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's had wins. He's had a Moto2 championship. Did he win that, James?
I don't know if he... No, he didn't win Moto2. He's only in there for a year. I think he won a Moto3 title.
It's along the lines. I'll go down to if it's his last year and he doesn't perform this year, it's going to be disappointing. But, yeah.
Leads me on to my next question. Is a top five result in the championship... a pass mark for Yamaha for just say Quartararo. So if Quartararo finishes top five in the championship, is that a pass for Yamaha as a whole?
I'm going to say top six. I just don't quite see him in the top five. And I don't expect him to be in the top five. For that bike to perform week in, week out at all the tracks this year to be top five, I don't see that happening. Even though there's so much excitement about them and how amazing they're going... I don't see him top five as a pass. If he finishes sixth in the championship, pass.
You know what's interesting? I can already tell how different our predictions are going to be. We don't know. For our listeners, we don't know each other's predictions. And I can already tell from your answers, they're a lot different from mine. Go on.
Yeah, I just had to make sure he wasn't in the top five.
Oh my God.
He's not. He's definitely not, actually.
Now you're sweating, thinking, oh no.
No. Quick and change that. No, I don't. Guys, you've got to remember, there's a lot of other riders. You got six Ducatis. I know, probably call it five Ducatis.
How hard was it to pick the top 10?
Terrible.
It's one of the hardest things I've ever done.
It was.
And I've run two marathons, everyone.
Why was it asterisk, Bart? He walked up of it.
Bull fucking shit I did.
James. Sorry. We have to bleep that one out. We try not to swear these days. I got in trouble.
Don't let your missus tell you off, bruh.
two marathons. So back to it. I don't see him finishing top five though. I don't know. But you know what? He probably finished. Did he finish seventh last year. He finished
He
finished a lot higher than what we thought he did.
Yeah, he was seventh.
I think
you've got to
remember there's two more Ducatis on the field last year as well. So
he was amazing last year. Yeah. He was almost my rider of the year. Basically, he was a rider of the year.
He was always there or thereabouts on
He's
a Sunday.
So good. He's so good. He just needs a bike. We know that.
He doesn't crash.
He only gets taken out by Morbidelli.
Yeah, that was a bad move. That was in Thailand, I think, from memory. So.
I think it was.
Yeah, that fast right-hander.
We know that track inside and out now after looking at the stands a thousand times. In saying that, we need to book a stand.
Yeah, we do.
What do we got next for you, mate? Okay, so I was looking, doing some research today on, you know, MotoGP and just looking up some stats. And I was like, oh, I'll go on YouTube and I'll put on MotoGP after the flag.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I messaged you going, you got to watch this. And look, I couldn't do what they do. I would be terrible. Yeah. I'd be terrible if I was in front of a camera like that.
Yeah.
But that sucked, man. Watching that, I don't understand. It was like piss poor.
And it was going to the studio and then they spoke for like 20 seconds and then it went back to the and was still testing was still on as
and
well.
Then did you see when they lost audio for a bit and then they like tried to cut to something else and then the producer just put up a random fan question that had no context. They didn't know what the question meant. It was a ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
And the tall fella was like, get out of the
shot. Oh yeah, Jack was in the shot.
Get out of the shot. He's like, oh, we're having trouble with the audio. And talking about the comment, someone's like, I've watched bloody guys in their bedroom talk more about a GB. The guy's talking about us. We've obviously got a little bit more than the bedroom now, but that's where we started. I mean, they were, yeah, it was real. I mean, to be on the MotoGP YouTube page.
It was terrible.
And look, we don't take, please, it's very hard to
do. We couldn't do it. We have to stress that enough. We couldn't do it.
We're also not getting paid to do it. And it's not our job.
Nah.
That's the thing. Like you go, oh, he did a shit job. Well, that's what he's getting paid to do. So there's always going to be.
I think
that.
It was more like the producers.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
It was just produced terribly. Yeah, because no doubt those guys would know a lot.
They were probably on skeleton staff as well. In the Tice test.
Or they just had like a big night or something because they were all over. They were scattered.
Yeah, poor bastards. The comments were brutal.
Brutal. I've never seen so many more brutal comments about something in my life.
Yeah, when someone says. Stop with all the negative comments as well. As a comment, you know, oh shit, there must be a lot of negative comments.
Yeah, I watched like the first 15 minutes and I was laughing because I saw something on Facebook or something saying I'm never watching After the Flag ever again. Because I think they used to have Crafer on it and like the dude would break everything down and all that. Now you've got the four young guys, which is awesome.
You need someone who's been in the game though. That's the thing. Like you need someone who's ridden the bikes. You need someone who has been in the paddock for many years to have that experience. And that's what you hear in commentary as well. Like you hear the experience. You hear Martin Brundle on Formula One. He's driven those cars. Yeah. He knows all about them. You can't listen to poor Jack. You know, he's probably got a little Kawasaki, a little ninja at home. 300, takes it on the highway. Like, he doesn't know how to ride a bike, poor Jack.
Well, we speak to Gavin Emmett. He says he's never claimed to ride properly or be a motorcycle racer.
You're good.
But you've got to have...
Neil Hodgson's next to him.
Yeah, you got to have Neil Hodgson or you're going to have your Simon Crafer. Yeah. Exactly. Dorna doesn't really have that. They've got Matt Burt. But at the moment, they haven't replaced Simon Crafer, have they? They need to.
Well, they need to. They need someone who's in the pit lane who has the respect of the teams and the riders because then you get those interviews.
Yeah, that's right. You get them to talk. You can't be a little puss.
No. And Jack Harley does a...
Jack Appleyard
does a great job. Like he's
no, they're all really good.
Yeah.
It was just like produced terribly. And if you haven't watched it, give him a view.
We'll see you in Thailand in a couple of weeks, boys. We'll give you a couple of hot tips. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, we'll show you how. They'll get us in front of the camera.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, though? All honesty, we'd actually dominate that. We'd be fucking good.
Yeah, we would. Mildly racist.
Yeah, you'd have to. We'll have to be on like a 10-second delay, like radio, so they can't.
Yeah, like with a dump button. Yeah.
That's okay. Now, talk to me about most improved because I want to. I want you to ask me that first.
Thomas Slav, most improved for 2025. Who you got?
I really liked before how you chose a team because I've done the same thing.
Oh yeah, nice.
And I think the most improved.
Thinking outside the box, I like it, mate.
I think the most improved team as a whole this year will be VR46.
You know what? That's not a bad shout, and I like how it's different.
So they're gonna have a 25 bike with Digia, And I think Morbidelli is going to have a good year. He's had a great...
You've praised him again.
He's had a great test. Looks a lot stronger this year. More consistent, hopefully. But Didier. Didier for me... And look, he's injured. I know it's going to be a slow start to the season, but he will have a great second half of the season. He will come back firing. He'll have race wins.
Multiple
race wins before the end of the year. I'll see them as most improved. They will go from finishing, you know, I think Didier finished 10th in the championship last year. I have him in my top five.
Jeez.
Okay. And
ours are different.
And I see VR46 going from 5th in the team championship last year to 3rd.
Wow. God. If this doesn't work out, though, they're on fraud watch. Because you've just hyped them up.
I've hyped them up. And the other thing is, Morbidelli, please just do me justice. Please.
Well, you did this. If you haven't watched last year's one, you did the exact same thing for Miguel Oliveira.
I did. I got to throw the shit at the wall for this one because it has to stick.
This one's a bit more calculated, though. Oliveira was terrible.
Was just a... you know what, James?
This is a lot more calculated.
I've had 1 year of personal development of my MotoGP, and I think I've really studied it this year, and I think I'm going to be onto something.
Nah, you're being good. And you called the Marquez Grassini one.
Oh, and no one called that. I mean, Jesus, no one did. So... You just got chaffed. That one.
Yeah, we'll bring that back, actually. Yeah, after the flag can be, you just be chaffed. Get us on.
It'd be more entertaining, that's for sure. It'd be better production. So, yeah, I think VR46 as a whole will be most improved, and then we'll see a revamped team for going into the new reg. So, most improved, James Shaw, what do you think?
I went the safe and easy answer. I went Yamaha.
Yeah,
they were already improved. They were nowhere last year. Quartararo ran that team. Yep. They've got 4 bikes. They're already faster. And I've got Quartararo very high in the championship.
Okay. All right. He goes off testing results. He does. It's
fraud behavior by myself. I'll put myself on fraud watch.
And look, I've had a couple of people say to me, we should really wait till after the tyre test to see... You know, let's see where Yamaha's at. Let's see where KTM is.
Well, Sepang's a great barometer, though. They know it. They test there every year.
It is. And
it's not like it's everyone saying. Ducati's come out and said how good Yamaha is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say they're going to win the title, but I'm just going to say that Quartararo is just too good of a talent. So you give him a sniff.
He gave him
a sniff and he got 7th on a terrible Yamaha. Mm. If he's got a half a ride bike now and he can qualify, all he's got to do is qualify. He's got the race pace. Mm. So he's already
good on
tyres.
Great on tyres. Yeah. Yep.
He's a world champion. Should be a multiple world champion. All he's got to do is just qualify that bike. And it seems like they've got one lap pace now.
I don't have him that high. I might chew my words on that, but we'll wait and see. And I think I just don't know how this team can improve so much overnight.
I know. I don't.
They've done nothing for 3 years, and then they come in and they've improved that much overnight. But
the concessions have been testing and testing and testing. Yeah. Who's their test rider? Am I going crazy right now? But it's just been Dovi doing all the testing.
I'm assuming so, yeah.
They got Fernandez in there now.
Yeah, yeah.
But so was Dovi doing the testing? I don't remember Dovi doing testing last year.
Well, Dovi was on the bike at the test this year.
Yeah, but last year. Because they got to build through last year to get to this point now.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I think Dovi was there last year. I don't recall seeing him. You know, right on the bike. But
I think Quartararo and Rins did quite a bit of testing as well.
I mean, did you see day one of testing? They couldn't even put Dovizioso on there. It was Yamaha test rider was the person's name, which is a bit rough.
Yeah, but you know how funny it is how seeing Yamaha test rider, a no-named rider, still beating Somkia Chantra? Yeah. It was the funniest thing ever. A guy's going to punch us in the face if he sees us.
He'll have his family around him. He'll be on his best behavior in Thailand.
He's going to be like a king in that first round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How was that? Wind. Scary.
So, I think going back to what we were saying at the start, and I just want to sort of talk about that a little bit more about the injuries. And I think it's a big thing for me is, Jimmy boy, it wouldn't be a Republica podcast without a bit of technical difficulties.
As I was saying,
injuries this year, it's going to be a pivotal role in the championship. It's going to have... implications on team championship, constructors championship, obviously the riders championship.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting.
Mm.
You got to say all these.
It's starting now. The injuries are starting now.
First test. I mean, it's crazy. And the thing is, all these riders are now closer and closer, closer. Aero's becoming more and more of a factor, so it's harder to pass. These bikes are so big, it's hard to get past on the track. So dive bombs, chucking into the first corner, being on edge through qualifying practice, it's all determining factors.
Bro, injuries is such a massive part. Like, people forget it's still so dangerous how motorcycle racing is. And I know this is a MotoGP preview pod, but the Supercross, the Supercross this year was supposed to be one of the biggest seasons of all time. Jet Lawrence does his ACL. Looks like Tomac's done his knee. Hunter Lawrence is now out. He just missed the last round. So it's like this injuries just can plague a whole season. Yeah. And if that happened, and it's obviously happened to Jorge, and who knows, you know, he might bounce back. Like, these guys are incredibly tough. So they might bounce back and he could do really well. It's not what you want when you're on a brand new bike, trying to develop a bike.
Yeah.
Trying to develop the team. Everything's going to be around him. He's the son and everyone's revolving around him. It's just a hard, rough start. And injuries is just, you know, Digia doesn't need that, does he?
No. And for me, Digia, it's actually interesting. Looking today, yes, Digia was on the front of mind, but the opportunity that he had this year, it was massive. And for him to have this setback, it's going to really affect him going forward. Same as Martin as well. It's I don't see Martin winning a chance of winning a championship now, having no testing on the bike.
Race win? Is he going
to
win a race?
Later in the year, I think. Yeah, I think he has to. But I don't... It's just, he's going to have 14 laps under his belt on that bike before practice one.
Buriram, there's no chance, because they're all just going to dial in their settings at testing, and then they're round one anyway. So if he's not there, which he's not at Buriram, he's not going to win round one, obviously.
No. And he's not, I don't see him finishing in the top five round one. So top 10 maybe. So yeah.
Jeez.
Well, you got these guys are
going to taskmaster.
These guys are going to have 3 days under their belt already at the track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And used to these bikes, and he's going to have that little bit of test that he had in
18 laps
in Barcelona at the end of last year on the previous bike. Like, I just don't see him doing anything in the first six rounds or something. But he'll come home strong. And I've still got him up there, obviously, to finish a championship really strong. But it's just going to be, it's going to really put a fork in the road for him at the moment. So,
no, I like it. Team championships, predictions.
Yes.
Should we go 11 to 1 or 1 to 11?
Let's do 11 to 1.
All right.
You take it away if you like. I've taken all the first ones.
All right. First one, it's 11th. Last in the team championships, Trackhouse. I think Trackhouse is last.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Trackhouse, if I caught you off guard, didn't
it? Wow.
Because Rael Fernandez is going to do sweet F-all, and then you've got a brand new rookie in Aigura.
Interesting.
And remember, it's a team championship. Okay. Need both points.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
10th, second last. LCR.
Yes. / Idemitsu.
Yeah. Yeah. Zarco is going to rack all the points, and that's all it's going to be. And he's on a Honda still. People still remember. He's got to be on a Honda.
Mm.
Ninth?
What?
Ninth, I'm going to go HRC.
Yeah. Yep.
I was almost going to flip 8 and 9 just then, and I stuck to my guns.
Okay.
These two could... I don't know, but I think Juan Mir is going to be the one carrying HRC for the points.
Interesting.
And I don't know how Luca Marini, he's been just struggling.
Yeah. Well, Mir showed a little bit in testing.
A second up. So that's them. 8th, Tech3 KDM. They've got two promising... They've got two really good riders, but I think the bikes... They're the flop of the year. We know that.
Yep.
They should be higher than that. Pramac, Yamaha, 7th. They're on a Yamaha. Again, it's just so hard to tell. I don't know. Grassini, 6th with Furman and Alex Marquez. Red Bull KDM, 5th, purely on a Costa just carrying the boats. He's just going to drag. Yep. Binder's still going to get some points.
Yeah,
we know
that. Yep.
Fourth, Monster Energy Yamaha.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Third, VR46.
Yes.
Strong lineup. Second, Aprilia.
Yes.
Because you got a, still got a strong lineup, and obviously it's just it's a foregone conclusion that Ducati, Villanova Ducati is going to win it.
Yeah, I mean, I think all fair in that, and I tend to agree with some of those answers. I don't see Trackhouse finishing behind the Hondas at all this year. That's my personal opinion, obviously. So, in 11th place, I have obviously the LCR team, the Castrol Idemitsu combination.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my last on the grid. What you said, it's going to be all Zarco for obvious reasons. Again, there's been so much improvement with the Yamahas. I don't see Zarco consistently finishing in the points every round going forward. So we'll see what happens there.
He's still being a little shining light for them, even through testing.
100%.
And I think he's still the fastest Honda.
He's the only person who's doing anything on that bike. Honda, I've got 10th.
Really? Second last? Second
HRC? Last.
HRC. Shit.
I mean, what's Mir and Marini going to do? Nothing.
Well, like, they're on a... Come on, man. Make Honda great again. Have some faith.
Someone has to finish last and second last. That's the thing.
Both Hondas.
Both Hondas, yeah.
So no improvement this year.
No improvement.
Going backwards.
No. Not going backwards, but everyone else coming forwards. Okay.
Sounds like they're going backwards if everyone else is going forwards.
They stayed the same. Trackhouse, I've got as 9th.
Yeah.
Tech 3 KTM.
Flop.
8th. I have Pramac ahead of Grassini.
Wow, guys, really? Okay.
So I might contradict myself with the Riders' Championship coming up, but I just see Pramac finishing ahead of Grassini. So that's my 8th and 7th. And then we have Yamaha Factory finishing 5th.
Really?
We have KTM finishing 4th.
Really? And then makes sense, I guess, with what you're...
And then VR46, Aprilia, Ducati winning the championship.
So you still got some faith in Aprilia.
I still have some faith in Aprilia. And I think, again, I really see Martin having a strong year, but it has to be the second half of the year coming back. And I think tension will be boiling a point between Bagnaia and Marquez at that point. Boiling point. So I think he will take some wins and some scrappy points off those two. Coming to the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah. Broken foot and broken wrist.
Yeah, he's got 3 bones broken in his wrist. And yeah, it's a bigger injury than what people think.
Mm.
So...
And that's like the two pivotal points of contact on the motorcycle.
I know.
It's like your wrist, yeah, and your hand and your foot.
Because you can sort of counteract... if you got one injury on one foot, you can sort of relieve the pressure on the other 3 points, I suppose. But when you have the two, it's going to be virtually so hard for him coming back.
And his crash was nasty, though. Like, he got sent to the moon and then came down on his face, his feet and his face.
So it was his right hand as well and his right leg, I believe,
But that helmet took... Like, that's amazing the technology in those helmets, because that helmet took the brunt of a lot of that force.
Because and then obviously that surgeon you touched on earlier, that Mir, I think his last name is, who did the surgery, who does all the MotoGP riders from where I believe, is a magician. So hopefully you can get him back on the field, so to speak.
On the field?
Yeah, on the track. Trackhouse last.
Yeah.
Shit call. Cool. Oh, I'm not liking that. No ways they're going to finish behind bloody Idemitsu and Castrol. No way.
Well, think of the lineup.
I understand this, but...
Zarco is going to outscore Aigura. So we both are in agreement that Rael Fernandez and Som Kachandra is going to be last or second last?
No. No. Okay. No. Okay. No. I think Rael Fernandez is going to really...
you can't even say it with a straight face.
No, I don't think he's going to go as bad as you think. It's got to be... James, I'm telling
you. He's done nothing. He's already injured.
Yeah, I understand that, but you have to understand that he's got to have some talent if he's on this bike. They have to see something. And they're not idiots. They're not idiots who run that Aprilia team.
It's actually more viable, this conversation of you saying he's got naked photos of Carmelo than having the speed.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. And time will tell, as the notion is. Because at the end of the day, he showed some signs end of last year, some just dwindling signs.
He had one sign, Catalunya, and he binned it.
He did. But more than some.
So. I don't think there is more than some. I don't think he's shown any signs.
Nah, what I'm saying is, he showed one sign, James. Come on, Barcelona, please. I'm hanging on to dear life.
Everyone else has shown a sign or two.
We're going to be... I reckon this is exciting, this top 22, because it's going to be vastly different, I think.
It really is. It is exciting.
I'd hate to agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
Oh, Dave Shaw, how are you? you got another question for me?
Yeah, I do. Now, a lot of things have been playing on my mind. A lot of the wheels, the cogs are turning, so to speak.
Go on.
So, Alex Marquez. We already talked about this, though, didn't we?
Go on.
Alex Marquez, test results. Is he the real deal? Yeah, we did. Yeah, that's it for me then.
He's real quick. Yeah. All right, let's go to predictions.
All right, here we go.
Who wants to go first?
I'm going first.
All right.
I'm going first.
22-1. Let me critique every single one because it already sounds terrible.
So last on the grid this year will be Somkant Chandra.
Okay.
So he'll finish last this year. And I think we're all in agreement with that.
Yeah.
It's a real toss up for me the next two, and I'm going to go for both the factory Honda boys.
Wow.
So Mir to marginally finish ahead of Marini.
So Rael Fernandez is going to finish ahead of both HRC riders, what you're saying.
Yes. Rael Fernandez.
You're on drugs.
Rael Fernandez, 18th. Zarco, 17th.
You're on drugs.
Furman Aldeguer, 16th.
Zarco, 17th.
Yes. Furman Aldeguer to outscore Zarco. Iagura, 16th.
That was so different.
I agree to marginally beat Aldeguer, which we...
Yeah, that makes sense for you, yeah.
Alex Rins.
What's that? What number?
15th.
15th?
Jack Jeez. Miller, 14th.
Okay.
Miguel Oliveira, 13th.
Okay.
Maverick Fraud Vinales, 12th.
Yeah, that actually matches one of our comments. Someone said Vinales will win one race and then finish 12th every other 47 races. I was like, what a pisser.
Bastianini, 11th. Marginally misses out on the top 10, which for me is a flop.
Yeah.
Top 10, we have Brad Binder.
Yeah.
Marco Bezzecchi.
Ninth. That's not a pass.
Fabio Quartararo, 8th.
So he's going backwards.
Go on.
He's going backwards.
He is, yep. Alex Marquez, 8th.
Shit house.
Morbidelli, 7th.
Morbidelli ahead of Quartararo.
Yes. Fabio Gian Antonio, 5th. Pedro Acosta, 4th. Jorge Martin, 3rd. Pecco Bagnaia, 2nd. And the legend Marc Marquez to win the 2025 Riders' Championship.
Wow. Okay. I would have guessed the top two. Yeah, that's controversial.
Well, it is. It is definitely controversial. But it is my take on this year. Yes, Quartararo is going to have a better bike, but there is just so much others out there that are going to be very, very strong. And that Ducati, again, will be... right up there. And we've got to remember, it's a Ducati, they're dominating. They dominated last year. People are saying Ducati's going to win every race this year. You've got to remember, there's going to be a lot of Ducatis in that top five.
Less
every
factory
race.
Ducatis, though.
I know. But that 24 was just an amazing bike. You've got to remember that. Yeah. And I'm going to say a 24 model Ducati is going to still be a better bike than a 25 Yamaha.
Yeah, well, yeah, clearly you think that. Well, yeah. And I would have said that before testing.
Of course, but you can't... I'm not relying on this one test. Okay? Don't jump up and down.
I'm jumping. I'm doing a Vinales. I'm jumping on.
8/10 of a second. I know there was some improvement from Rins, but, you know, as well. But just keep, you know...
I've got two more bikes.
Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining, you know
it's
what
raining.
I mean?
It's raining. All right. 22. 22nd and last. Somkia Chantra.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to score under 10 points for the year.
Yeah, see, I'm going to say you'd be lucky to get 10.
Yeah.
Very lucky. So I agree with that.
Rael Fernandez, second last.
Harsh.
Not harsh at all. 20th, Luca Marini. 19th, Aigura.
Whoa, Mia to outscore Aigura.
Maverick Vinales, 18th. Wow. Kicking him when he's down.
Wow.
17th, Furman Aldeguer. So both rookies are struggling.
Yep.
Both rookies. And I actually kind of regret that for Furman. I think he's going to be higher than that, but that's where I've put him now.
Mm.
Johan Zarco, 16th.
Mm.
I think Honda's going to make a leap. Ennea Bastianini, 15th.
Oh, God, you had him a lot further behind than what I had.
Yep. Yeah, I think the KDM's a dog.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to struggle. Yep. They're really going to struggle. 14th, Jack Miller.
Yep.
13th, Juan Mir. They've got to show something.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. Mir crashed for fun last year, James.
I know.
He crashed for fun. He got had lap 11, he had enough. He just folded the front.
13th is completely doable for a Honda.
It's a Honda.
I know, but that's James, it's a Honda. Exactly, it's a Honda. They can throw the kitchen sink.
They're not
at
throwing
it.
Anything at it, though.
Well, they're just throwing it in the complete wrong direction.
Ugh. Go on.
12th, Miguel Oliveira. Mm. We matched on that.
Surprising.
Alex Rins, 11th. Brad Binder, 10th. Mm. We matched on that. Franco Morbidelli, 9th.
Okay.
I'm not trusting anything Franco does. Standard 8th place for Alex Marquez. You know, he's going to be up there in certain races. And yeah. He's going to be 15th in others. 7th, Digia.
Yep.
6th, Pedro Acosta.
Yeah, okay.
KDM, he's going to be the shining light for KDM, and he really should be higher than that. Marco Bezzecchi, 5th.
God.
Fabio Quartararo, 4th. Jorge Martin, 3rd. Pecco Bagnaia, 2nd. Marquez to win the world championship.
Wow.
And the first two can flip. I really can.
Yeah, okay. That's
My big one's Quartararo, 4th. Yeah. And I almost had him above Jorge Martin at one stage. And I was like, that's jumping the gun. It's too much.
Look, I did chop and change a lot. I really did. And for me, it's going to be, is KDM going to have any fight? And I think in my picks, I think they have a little bit of fight. The other thing is these first year guys are going to struggle. I think we all agree on that.
And they crash. Like Furman can be quick, but he could just crash.
You looked at Acosta last year. He was quick and he crashed a lot. Yeah. Like he crashed a lot. So yeah, it's a very interesting one.
And a lot different. I like that.
Well, they are different. And I think, well, for me banking on, I think Morbidelli is going to have a good year. I think obviously Digia, when he comes back, is going to have a good year. Alex Marquez, solid. I think it's still going to be I've got 6 Ducatis in the top 7. Sorry, I've got 5 Ducatis in the top 7. Mm. So for me, I think that's a nice balance because I think those top 5 Ducatis are going to be in the top 7 of the championship. That's how I feel.
4th to 10th, they can go anywhere. They're really
4th to 15th, to be honest. Like
it
it's,
really is.
Like, again, Yamaha. I mean, I got Oliveira and Jack Miller 13th and 14th. I mean, if that Yamaha is as good as everyone's saying it is, they could be up there in the top 12, top 11, top 12. So that's the other thing.
Yeah, and like I'm back in Quartararo because he just needs one lap pace.
Yeah.
Like, he's got race pace. That's all he needs. And then if he's qualifying on the front two rows, watch out for everyone else. And I'm not going to say he's going to win the title, but I don't think he's there yet. Or even be top 3. I'll put him 4th. But I think Marquez, Bagnaia, and Jorge Martin are still the gap.
Mm.
And there's still a gap to everyone else.
Yeah, there definitely
And that's
is.
Only with the, I should say, it was the bikes, it was the Ducati, were unknown with the Aprilia. But Quartararo is just as good as those other three. It's just always been the Yamaha's been the issue.
It's a crying shame about this crash for Martin because it...
It didn't need it. We didn't need that.
And look, it's still going to be amazing. It's like when you look at Formula One for a second in 2016, Rosberg versus Hamilton. The car was a second quicker than everything else. It was still a great season because those two teammates battled. That's what I think this year is going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very similar year. They're going to tangle with each other. It's going to happen. You got 40 races, you know?
Yeah, 44 races.
Yeah, 44 races. It's bound to happen. And if you don't think it's going to happen, you're kidding yourself. It's going to be one of these seasons to remember. So strap yourself in, folks.
We're excited.
Very excited. Now, let's compare to our fans. Two of our Patreon fans.
What have they said? Shout out to our Patreon listeners.
Oh, yeah, they've been loyal. They have been loyal. So, Alex Vivios, let's start. Oh, very similar to mine. Is he copying and paste? Jesus. Here we go. All right. I'll start last. So, Chandra, last. Marini, 21st.
Wow.
Mir, 20th. Raul Fernandez, 19th. Zarco, 18th. Agura, 17th. Miller, 16th. Rins, 15th. Oliveira, 14th. Aldeguer, 13th. Vinales, 12th. Morbidelli, 11th. Bezzecchi, 10th.
Wow,
Alex,
10th.
Alex Marquez, 9. Didier, 8. Bastianini, 7th.
Jeez, that's a hot take.
Quartararo, 6th. Binder, top 5. Martin, 4th. Acosta, 3rd. Mark Marquez, 2nd. And Bagnaia, 1st.
Questionable. He's got KDM up there.
He's got he's got Bastianini up there. Like, you had him, like, 17th.
I have Bastianini, 15th, and Vinales, 18th. Where did you put Vin?
Vinales is 12th, 13th, roughly.
Yeah, gotcha.
Interestingly, he has exactly the same bottom four as me.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mm. He's obviously not very smart.
No, he's...
Nah, you're smart.
All right, we've got Willie Nels. This is a really funny one. So, 22nd, Aleix Espargaró. Wild card to outscore Chandra, which is actually an unreal thought.
We've got a couple of those predictions in our...
Because I think we've got, like, Pedrosa, I think, outscored...
Marini for a bit.
Yeah. Which is crazy. Aldeguer to finish 21st.
Wow.
Mir 20th. Marini 19th. Aigura 18th. Jack Miller 17th. Zarco 16th.
Matched.
Oliveira 15th. Fernandez 14th.
Oh, that's high up.
Vinales 13th. Didier 12th.
Oh, rough.
Bezzecchi 11th.
Really rough.
Alex Rins 10th. Morbidelli 9th. Bastianini, 8th.
Where's Binder?
Binder, 7th. Alex Marquez, 6th. Quartararo, 5th. Acosta, 4th. Martin, 3rd. Bagnaia, 2nd. And Mark Marquez.
Wow.
Interesting. And look, those two guesses, I mean...
Both had KDM up there.
Both the standout is Bastianini's in the top 10. Binder's in the top 10. I mean, that's they've got three KDMs in the top 10. That is crazy, Willie Nels. That is crazy.
I don't know. From what I'm hearing, KDM is just... From what testing's showing and what we're hearing about KDM and how they've had a freeze, I don't know. I'm not convinced whatsoever. But thank you for those guys sending them in. That's been awesome. That's good to compare.
Super awesome to hear. So thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
And then we obviously put out a post, all our hot take predictions for 2025 coming up. Thank you for everyone. Oh, man, there was like over 1,000. Obviously, you just got to try and pick through. A lot of Yamaha stuff. So, but thank you to everyone that...
Unreal.
Yeah, that put that in. That's great.
Everyone's so excited. I mean, that's the thing. Exciting. You just feel it brewing, don't you? It's going to be incredible. It really is.
Yep. Really can't wait. And we're going to be there.
Yeah.
At Adzi underscore the doc, Maverick won't see the year out on the KDM.
Wow. That's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
It is. I mean, there's every chance. I mean,
yeah, where's he going to go? Otherwise, he just retires.
But he's got
the season.
He's got history of this hot-headedness as well, doesn't he? I mean, you look at...
But you can't be super mad at the situation because he's known about it now for 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if they're still getting a pay packet, he'll still be there.
At Willie Nels, shout out. He already said this. Aleix Espargaró to outscore Chancha. From a wild card. Yeah, we got that one. At Patrick underscore Svidsgarden. Martinez had a change to HRC after 2 years. This is a bit of a future one. With the Aprilia downfall. Honda to come back.
Interesting. I reckon there's going to be some...
I reckon there's truth to that.
I reckon there's going to be some, just going off topic here, but... Oh, different team, I should say. There's going to be some riders in the back of the head thinking, wow, Yamaha's might have something here.
Yeah.
And it's going to be another option because Ducati's locked. Aprilia looks locked. KTM's going to go broke. So you really only have a couple of options.
Well,
so.
I think Rins' seat is up for grabs.
That's a hot seat for next
and
year. Hot
if,
seat.
If Miller and Oliveira don't perform, you've potentially got 2 to 3 seats you could be on. And that's a, and if that's a half a right bike. But, you know, it just we don't know if it's a fully well-rounded package or it's just Quartararo is so good.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Honda with Marc Marquez on that Honda.
You only need one, though. You only need one.
Well, yeah, kind of.
You know
until,
what I mean,
until
though?
They're not, yeah, until they're yeah. until they're not there.
Exactly.
I like it. Superbike R1M. KTM will be back markers of Honda.
Wow. There's a few people that think that. There really
well,
is.
They're going either way.
Yeah,
They're either like us thinking KTM's going to be nowhere and I've put Vinales like 15th or Brad Binder's 6th.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Well, who knows? I mean, the good thing is Binder and Miller on that KTM last year did nothing.
Sweet F-all.
F-all.
And, you know, Acosta's the only one that can save him, but I don't even see him being like top. I didn't even put him in top four. You know, a lot of people would have him as 4th, which I can understand. At Ben_Shoemaker.
Oh.
Spelled different, but.
Oh.
It's like Shoemaker. We'll have at least 3 Yamaha riders in the top 10 at the end of the season in the standings.
Interesting. It's, again, going another direction. And I, look, and to be honest.
That's a big call.
I've contradicted myself that many times on this podcast, and I get it. I understand, guys. But it can go either direction. It really can. If this bike is the real deal, which I don't think it is the absolute real deal, as obviously with my rankings, but if it is a real deal, there's every shot of that happening. I mean, Oliveira does have talent. He's multiple race winner, okay? Multiple. Miller, maybe past his prime, okay? Maybe past his prime.
You reckon
prime.
Oliveira's past his prime?
I don't think so. The guy's 30-something years old. He's not past his prime.
Is he 30?
He probably is not even 30.
I don't even think he's 30.
So, no, he's not even 30. So
what's your prime in MotoGP, though?
Oh, I don't know. It's funny, isn't it?
27, 28?
28, I think. But you've got to remember, like, Quartararo is 25 years old. This guy's got another 10 years in the paddock. So, but what will happen is the years will just get past him if he doesn't make these moves. But now he's locked into Yamaha.
I think Oliveira's done. I think he's done.
Harsh.
At 12.
It's amazing what a couple of crashes does, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. Mm. At 12 GRT, Fabio Quartararo wins first sprint race. So he wins Buran sprint race. Imagine that. That'd be good.
That's a hot take.
No one would expect that either.
No.
At Zeely_.
Just on that before you say it.
Go on.
This is similar to Formula One last year. When everyone thought the Red Bull was going to dominate. It's a very similar thing. Like, it might not happen. This Ducati might not dominate. Who knows?
The difference is MotoGP is more down to the rider than the technology. So it's easier for a very good rider to ride around like a shit motorcycle, where in Formula One, it's a lot harder for a good driver to drive around a bad car. Mm. Obviously, you got Max, but what's the old saying? MotoGP is 80% rider, 20% bike. Formula One's 20% driver and 80% car.
Yeah, interesting. That's a hot take.
It's different these days. Mm. It's definitely different these days.
I'm not going to say I agree or disagree. It's just an interesting take.
At Zeely_, 2 dark horses for the season, Fernandez and Oliveira. Nice guy, Pecco will be bullied by Mark. And we haven't touched on that yet.
Well, I think let's let that play out. I mean, it's going to be interesting, those two. It's going to be the story of the season, we all know that.
Yeah.
Fernandez and Oliveira, again, I mean, it's two guys that have gone under the radar, but it just goes back to this notion I've been saying the whole podcast. There's got to be a bottom five. There has to be.
Yeah.
5 of them have to finish the bottom 5. So you have to pick some. Yes, there's going to be Yamaha's the outlier.
It's bottom 3. We know Fernandez and...
We couldn't agree on that. He wasn't in my bottom 3, Fernandez.
No, but what I'm going to say, there's got to be bottom 5.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's
2 locks. Chantra and Fernandez.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, isn't he in your bottom 5?
He is, but he's not a lock.
This is ridiculous.
Marini's my bottom lock.
Oh, he's your lock?
He's my lock, yeah. Yep. That's my guarantee
from Ohio.
Ohio. All our listeners in Ohio. Another one popped out the other day.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
But God, we're like trending in
Ohio.
We're
going to have to go over there.
Oh, we'll be red carpet.
What's the main city? Is Ohio is a city, isn't it?
I don't know, but carry on. I got no idea. Carry on.
I know Boise, Ohio.
Boise.
Yeah, Boise.
Boise.
Shout out to our fans in Boise, Ohio.
Imagine that. Boise, Ohio.
And
on West Avenue.
And Ohio just beat Notre Dame in the college grand final, whatever there is. Some
NFL?
Well, it's like college.
College ball. College ball, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Gridiron.
Shout out to all our Ohio the college football fans. At _289 racing, Moto 2, Senna Agius, David Alonso, and Dennis Onchu to all podium at some point in the season.
Great call. Yeah. I wouldn't say, it's a great call. It is. I think Senna's got real talent. He's going to show it this year. Another year on all those tracks, another year on the bike. Alonso Lopez probably podium as well. David Alonso for me will win a race this year.
What's a pass mark in the championship for him?
Top 5.
Fuck, you reckon top 5? That's a hard pass mark.
Once in a generation talent, this guy. Got to remember, once in a generation.
Well, we've had Pedro Acosta, Mark Marquez, and
yeah. But this is to be honest with you, Marquez. Then you've had Acosta. It's been a big gap.
Yeah. Well, Quartararo was supposed to be it, but he kind of just got hamstrung.
And then you've got David Alonso coming into it only, obviously, a couple of years after Acosta. But
Top 5?
Top 5.
You know what? I'm probably a top 6 is a pass mark for him. Top 6, top 7.
It's
such a big jump.
The difference is huge now. And then they're looking to bridge the gap. So, and then, you know what? To be honest with you, Red Bull Rookies Cup should be the tiny bikes. Okay.
Well, what should Moto 3 be?
Moto 3 should just be a little bit more power. Maybe a 300 or something like along the lines of that.
Well, yeah, they need to change. Yeah, I don't know. There's not much difference between a 250 and a 300. But then you have to change. It's like, what are they looking to do? Like a 500 parallel twin or something?
Yeah, 500 twin and then to a 765, whatever the Triumph is. And then 1,000, which makes sense.
I still think that's a big jump, that 500 to the 765 anyway.
Mm.
I don't know. It's Moto 2's always been difficult.
A 500cc motorcycle of anything is a big bike.
Nah, right? They're a fucking bucket of bolts, man.
Yeah, okay.
They're slow as. They really are. They're so slow.
Yeah, okay.
Like a street CBR 500 is a shitter.
Yeah. I know the difference between a 500 and a 600 is pretty big.
Well, the 600 is completely different because that's a... You can get a 600cc R6, which is like a race bike, and they're quick, and you can rev the balls out of them. But then you can get like a 660 Aprilia Gabo learner bike, and they're a dog.
Yeah.
And they're
restricted,
slow.
Restricted and everything.
Yeah. It's completely different.
Yep.
At Blady _33, Davide Tardozzi trades in his time misses for an upgraded 25 model. You reckon a few people do that going to Thailand?
Yeah,
watch out.
Watch
out. Make sure they don't grab you, Tom.
Oh, I'm off limits, mate.
You're not for sale. At It's Cold Papa, there's going to be a bad call from the stewards. I like this from him. There's going to be a bad call from the stewards this year, and Simon is going to get flamed.
All right. All righty.
I like how he's thinking outside the box. Well done. That's good.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that.
That's a hard position to be in, Simon.
Yeah, it's a love or hate thing, isn't it? And like, no one's ever happy. There's not... You know, not everyone goes, that's the right decision. There's always people on the sideline that criticize. So it's a big job for him. To be honest with you, it's a hard job because he had I'm going to say his job in the media was cruisy, but like it's going to a pressurized scenario.
Yeah, I wonder what's more workload though. It's probably media.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah.
It's probably less workload, but a high pressure.
Yeah, high pressure. Yeah.
I don't think I'd want that job.
No.
No way. Unless someone like pays me cash behind under the table to make a wrong call.
Big thing for someone to commit, like he's retired from racing, obviously, but to go to every race next year, be away the whole time. I know it's a glory, it'd be a cool life to be, but it's still a massive effort to do that.
Yeah, to be in that paddock for sure.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome thing, and I just don't know something that I could do. It'd be a really big, big thing traveling all year.
Well, my old man should talk about this because one of his mates was the president or the guy that ran Erta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He lives in Australia. He lives in like Bendigo. And he offered my old man the gig back in the day to be the Repsol Honda truck driver.
Oh, that's right.
For doing.
Yeah.
And he turned it down because of the travel. And I'm like, you're crazy. You should have done it.
And yeah. Then you might not have been around though.
Yeah, but that's what I said to him. Like, you should have done it anyway. You know? How cool that gig would have been. At Jared Madsen, this is the hot take of the year. Thai GP to be cancelled after devastating floods from Tom's sweat.
He's not happy with the. He's not happy with me dobbing him in last round. I think. Bloody Mazza, come on.
Which is going to be a real, going to be a real issue with your heat and the sweat.
Yeah,
and no water there.
There's no sea breeze, for sure.
There might not even be working pools. We don't even know if there's working pools for you.
I went through the hotel reviews the other day with Maddie. Aircon doesn't look good. Aircon does not look good in the hotel, unfortunately. So
if fans want to come up and take a photo with you at the pod, at the track.
Yep.
If they touch you, are you gonna be like slimy?
If I go like this, just don't go in for it.
There's a famous photo out there of Tom. God, we need to put this up on the pod. It's a pisser. It got played on your 30th a couple of times.
Yeah, dude.
Tom, sweaty at Phillip Island, one of the hot days. Bing Tang singlet in the back of the paddock, like armpits out. You grab Andre Dovizioso, you put your sweaty armpit around his neck, and he takes the most like... Like, he didn't want to be a part of that photo.
No, he didn't.
And I think he crashed and broke his leg that race because of you.
It was in the back of his mind the whole round.
You couldn't get the stench out.
Fuck. Yeah, anyway, it's a funny photo.
That's going to be you. That's going to be you all Thai GP until we get to Phuket.
Yeah.
Then you can cool down a bit.
Yeah, I'll be cooling there. Don't worry about that. Or heating up. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Go on.
That's for the other vlog. Artisanal Bogan. Binder lowest scoring KDM in 25. Just beaten by Mav, who gets a win, 4 podiums and 39 P11s.
Jesus.
So he's still thinking Mav's going to get a win. Couple podiums, 4 podiums and 39 P11s.
Well, yeah, it's a good call with the P11s. 3 podiums is interesting. I know it's probably a bit tongue-in-cheek as well, obviously. So, wow, that's it, eh? Anything can happen. It's crazy. And when you actually analyze it, it becomes, back to that old notion, like in golf, the more you know, the less you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the more I look into it, the less I go, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
It's so hard to pick it this year.
It really is. And I think...
And the test has really thrown that into disarray.
And I think last year, I don't think any of us did that well with our predictions.
No.
I think we got crucified online.
So we will post this, guys, our predictions, our top 22 predictions during the week. And because I like posting, as in we always can go back to it anytime during the year. So we'll post our top 22. Hopefully, Daniel will send his in as well.
Yeah.
So we'll have those 3 on there for a post. So if you guys want any input on that, if you want to give us some shit, please do comment. It'll be a big laugh.
It seems like the biggest talk. It's funny. Most GP seasons, we always talk about who's going to win a championship. We've hardly even talked about that. All we've talked about is mid-pack.
Yeah.
KTM and Yamaha.
And again, the top 2 guys, that's going to be the biggest story of the year.
Man, imagine if it's not them in the top 2, though. It would all look like red-faced.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I do. Beautiful.
All right,
Anything else to cover?
Well, I'm representing Somkia Chancha, so just do me something.
You should bring that to Thailand and get him to sign it.
Nah.
On that note, we'll see you next week.
See you guys.